Right, I've changed it.
Yeah, go on.
Capital T, capital P. Tom Price is a knob.
Yeah.
That's the new password.
Do you know, genuinely, my fingers are finding it hard to type this. It's my mate, Bought a Toaster. Hello, welcome back. And this week, I'm joined by... he's a brilliant comedian and actor and presenter. Everybody loves this man. And I'm thrilled that he's agreed to this. I'm slightly surprised that he's agreed to this, the massive idiot. He's believed me that people actually let me log into their accounts. It's Jason Manford. Hello, Jason.
How are you?
I'm all right, mate. How are you?
Fine. Other than having to, like, reset my password and, you know, the... Because it's just... Amazon's just on you... On everything, isn't it? You don't have to get in there and it's just a nightmare. So
yeah.
I'm already on the back foot with this because I'm already thinking, oh God, what am I this for?
Why am I doing this? I mean, you know, things are going well for your career. You don't need this podcast, Jason. You don't need this.
No,
mate.
I thought you did, if I'm honest.
I really do. Can I also check up how long are you going to have Tom Price's a knob as your Amazon password?
I think I might keep it.
Okay.
I think I might keep it. The fact that I've got now text all the children and my wife and everyone and go, this is the new password, I've just changed it. It's this.
And they'll all be like, yeah, we know, Jason, we've always thought that about him. All right, well, thanks for doing this. So let's just dive in, all right, straight away. We're going to go straight back. And here's what we do on My Mate Bought a Toaster as well. Yeah. You know, you're obviously a fan of the podcast. We go straight back to your early orders, all right? So I'm diving deep and I'm going back to 2011, all right? Which, wow. I've got to be honest, is quite late for early orders. Normally, first orders on Amazon, sort of, we get the 2000s or the 2001ers. So we've only got 2011 here.
Okay.
On your Amazon. And we're seeing some excellent headphone gear straight off the bat. June 2011, the 23rd of June 2011. On the same day, you bought two sets of headphones of Sennheiser.
Yeah.
You got the Open Digital Wireless headphones. That's a dream. Those are £177. And you bought... you bought the digital wireless receiver.
Yeah.
For 100. Oh, tell us about this little gadget.
Well, I actually remember this because, so this would have been, this was in my old life with my ex-wife. And we had children. I had twin daughters born in 2009. And then at the end of, and I had another daughter at the end of 2010. And then we got this TV in the bedroom and we couldn't watch it because the babies wake up and stuff like that. So these wireless headphones.
That's you switching your kids
off, like,
right?
Let's watch TV in the bedroom with these wireless headphones.
So the two of you, hang on. So the two of you, I mean, let's just reiterate, this is not a parenting podcast, so this is not necessarily the best parenting behaviour. We'd sit there I stand by it. With your two-year-old screaming. And dad's got his, mum and dad, his and hers?
Yeah, that's why there was two sets there.
Yeah.
We got on that. And you can actually see there is a couple of things I bought before it. If you have a look the 4th of January, yeah. Which is...
DVDs.
Actual DVDs. And all Disney cartoons, as you can see there.
Yeah, look at that. So we've got Beauty and the Beast, Oliver and Company, the Aristocats. Now, presumably this is so you can watch the Aristocats while your kids scream, or might it be to entertain your kids?
A bit of both.
Yeah. Isn't it incredible when you look at the purchasing of DVDs? I mean,
I know. It's odd, isn't it? Because I've just got, I turned 40 last week and...
happy birthday.
Thank you very much. And I got a record player for my birthday, and everybody bought me records for my birthday. So that was the thing that I wanted. And nice. And that's obviously, vinyl's come back in a big way. You can't imagine the same thing happening with... Like, it's not going to happen with tapes, is it?
It will. It will, though.
It won't.
Just not for someone who's 40. No, it is. It's already happening. People in their 20s.
No.
Yeah, they do. They walk around with retro Walkmans on. People.
Well, it's certainly what happened with DVDs, let me tell you.
It will. This is the point. Yeah, we are doing vinyl. People in their 60s or whatever, 70s, look at us doing vinyl. Like, my father-in-law used to have vinyl in the 70s. He can't believe people have got back into vinyl again. He's why would you do that when you've got Spotify? This is the thing. What was the number one record then when you did this for your 40th?
My uncle actually gave me his copy of the Purple Rain Prince album from like, you know, 30 years ago. So that was really lovely because everyone else
obviously... Perfect illustration of my point because he's old enough to go, mate, you've got Spotify, you can have this, you're welcome.
Yeah, basically, he was like, look, I don't need this anymore. I've got it. I've taken the best song. What's weird though, you know, because I've only just started getting into it, is having to listen to full albums.
I know. Yeah.
You know, we've got to a point where we just pick the best songs off an album and put it on a playlist.
I know.
And suddenly you're listening to like, oh, actually, this is not very good. This one.
Yeah.
I've got to listen to it because I don't know where it ends on the on the record.
This is a bit filler. I'm not so sure about this. I'm not
exactly,
so sure.
Yeah.
But also, you get the joy of the track. That kicks off the second side, and you get it. See it because I'm a big Smiths fan. You see it a lot in Smiths albums. That the opening track of the second side is always a change in gear. You know, like I think on the Big Mouth, on The Queen Is Dead. I think I'm right in saying it was Big Mouth or Cemetery Gates. Right. One of those songs. But you know what I mean? A bit of a kind of right. You've had your interval. The MC's back on. Let's get them back up and running again. So it affected how people wrote those albums.
Yeah, yeah. No, I can see that.
Are you going to start going to record fairs, mate? Are you going to get a leather waistcoat?
I might do, you know. Might do. See how it goes.
Please sit down, put your feet up and relax. Listen to these tales of funny people buying funny things from a company that doesn't pay its tax. Oh, yeah.
All right, 2011 then. Elsewhere, a few other bits and bobs. We've got Blue Moon Rising DVD. Of course, it's Blue Moon Rising. Might this be about a certain football club?
Yeah, so this would have been sort of right at the beginning of... or towards the beginning of the Manchester City sort of, what would you call it? Takeover of domination.
Injection of cash, I'd call it. Buyout.
I'd say getting what we deserve.
Mind you.
But yeah, that was like a documentary with like fans and players and sort of club execs and stuff like that. And it's just about that year of... just, you know, like you said, the reversal of fortune, I guess.
It must be nice to be a real City fan because I've, you know, I remember you talking about them years and years ago, and they were absolute. They were a punchline when I was growing up.
They were. I mean, I used to dread going into school on a Monday morning.
Yeah, right. Because of the Manchester thing, man.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I mean, that, you know, we've come up with this myth that all Manchester United fans live everywhere else. They don't. They live here. Yeah. In Manchester, and I went to school with them, and so it is nice. So I don't have any qualms about Manchester City spending billions of pounds. I'm totally fine with it.
It works. It's working well for you. It's I also fine, saw mate. The other day, poor Noel Gallagher. It was his birthday on the day of the.
Oh no, was it
final? Yeah, it was just something like his 700th birthday or whatever on the day of that match. I saw you on Instagram. You had a nice little setup. I'm sorry you lost, guys. I didn't know as a Liverpool fan.
I know.
I didn't know who to support. I sort of I just ignored it. But
best way.
Yeah, I could see you had the setup, and I love those things when you get the kids involved, and you know you got
fun. Yeah. Ah well.
Maybe we move on. All right, 2012 then. A couple of things here. Only a couple of things in 2012. I mean,
it's weird. Considering how much I use it now.
Yeah, well, this is what we're going to see. This is one of my favourite things to do. In fact, we could do it now very quickly, right? So in 2012, two orders, right?
Yeah.
In 2020, are you ready?
Yeah.
425.
Yeah, I mean, I can see past 3 months, 126.
There you go. So we'll get into that. We'll get into the good stuff. But it's worth dwelling in 2012 that the only thing you bought, and it, again, it's a perfect illustration of history.
Of the year, yeah.
You bought two things. You bought London 2012 men's team GB hoodie, and you bought a team GB London 2012 hoodie for, I don't know, men or women. So what was happening in 2012? Was there some kind of Olympics thing going on?
I think there might have been the London Olympics. I'll tell you what is more sort of telling on there is that it's in medium.
Right.
I certainly wouldn't be ordering now.
But you've been talking about this a lot, haven't you, in your socials? You're on a major weight loss thing going on.
I am now, yeah. This year, I just had to. Like I said, I don't know whether it was 40 or whatever, but I just thought, I can't, you know, I can't keep doing this to myself, Tom. Yeah. So I've just got on it. So yeah, I've actually lost about 3 stone now. So.
Jeez.
But I had it to lose. And if I went and tried to fit into that Team GB hoodie from 2012 medium, I still probably wouldn't get in it. So it's been a hell of a 9 years.
It's a fitted hoodie, I think we'll call it. That's what I always say. If a shirt's too tight for me, I'm always like, yeah, this is fitted. So
yeah. So no, I went to I was actually performing in London. I'd got cast in my first musical, Sweeney Todd.
Yes, of course, I remember when this happened. Yes,
In London's dazzling West End, while the Olympics was on. So I was in London for that whole time. It was such a magical time, and I'd up to that point been very northern, like as in I was a bit like, oh, London, and I totally just fell in love with London that time, and got to go to the Olympics. Managed to get tickets to see one of the cycling events.
And
it was great. What a year.
It was a great time for you to come and fall in love with London. Then she was very beautiful back then. She was in her prime.
She certainly was.
She's got a bit flabby and a bit mad.
She was welcoming of the world in 2012.
Yeah, yeah. Let's not get distracted by that. You could say London still is welcoming. It's just other bits that aren't so welcoming.
Yeah, that's true.
So the Sweeney Todd thing, because that was a big departure, because I always knew, I remember, because we were with the same agent for years. Every Christmas, I remember at the karaoke, sing, I'd be like, fucking hell, Jason Mumford's got a pair of lungs on him.
Love a bit of karaoke. Oh, yeah, but this was on another level.
This was definitely not karaoke. So what was that like, that moment you got the gig?
It was great, to be honest. It was one of those things where I'd mentioned it a few times and I was interested, but I wasn't necessarily, like, I wasn't one of those people at that point that you would go, oh, he could do a musical and sell loads of tickets because he's whoever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right, yeah.
So I actually had to just audition. I saw the audition come up. It said, oh, we're looking for someone to fill in for Pirelli in Sweeney Todd.
Hang on, which one's Pirelli then? Explain.
Pirelli is, if you've seen the film, he's the Sacha Baron Cohen character.
Got it.
And so he's like an Italian barber who threatens Sweeney Todd, which is never a good idea to threaten a murderer.
Sweeney Todd's a murderer? So, what?
Sorry, spoiler alert. So yeah, so I was, I'm a throat cut by half eight. It's one of the best jobs in showbiz.
Were you not even in the second half?
No, just had to sit around, just watching The Wire, waiting for the bow.
Oh, there's nothing better.
So it was actually one of the best jobs I've ever had.
I always think the best gig in the West End these days is The King in Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be amazing at that.
Yeah, it's a great part, isn't it?
Da 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 da. That's all you got to do. You go out there, you sing an absolute banger. You're a one hit wonder. Yeah. You Chesney Hawks it.
Yeah.
And then you go into the interval and watch, you know, whatever.
I know. No, it's great. And it's not like one of them, because sometimes in those musicals, if you die early on, you've got to go on as like ensemble. But I didn't have to do any of that. So it was just delightful. And it was just, I remember going to see Paul Simon in Hyde Park that year. I just remember that it's just been one of the best summers that I've ever had. It was great.
Yeah, it really was for all of us. It was such a good summer. Hard being away from home and the kids.
It was a tough year in that respect. Mm. And the children were young and stuff like that. I mean, it was 10 weeks in all.
Okay.
So
all right.
It wasn't a whole, you know, 6 months job. But yeah, it was the first time I'd sort of properly been away from home. And I did struggle a little bit.
Yeah, that stuff sucks. But then you know what? There's always FaceTime. It was FaceTime.
Yeah, well, that was it. I mean, it was probably slightly before, like, the big, you know, what we get up to now with screens and stuff like that. But it was still, at least we could do it. And my youngest were, you know, only sort of 2 years old or whatnot. So, but it was like I said, it was a good year.
Okay. All right. Let's skip on ahead then. 2014 now.
Yeah, no, what happened in 2013?
Yeah, nothing, mate.
Use Amazon.
There's nothing. What's going on in 2013?
Weird.
Jason Manford goes dark. Is that the...
Yeah, very odd. Sort of happened there.
Yeah, that was the tax investigation year. Something happened.
Yeah, maybe,
And there's all sorts of things that we can see here in 2014. You know, this is a showbiz shopping list for a showbiz man. I mean, for example, the McAlpine basket strainer waist plug stem ball. I've never heard the word stem ball before. So it's basically a fancy plug which filters off your gubbins when you put water down the sink, when you put stuff down the sink.
That's, fancy that.
That is fancy, mate. That's late November 2014, so things are going well there.
Yeah, well, you know what I notice is when I'm on tour, a lot of places don't have plugs in their sinks. It's like someone's stolen the plugs in sinks.
What?
In dressing room one.
So weird.
And so now we tour a plug. It's one of the things we tour. And we have like a little selection of like four or five, because obviously not every sink's the same.
Yeah.
So at 4 or 5. My tour manager has like 4 or 5 plugs.
Please tell me. Please tell me your tour manager opens the coat and they're all the plugs are attached inside the coat.
I sometimes ring, shouting from my room. Gordon, plug.
All right. Also, going on in 2014 as well. Someone's looking after themselves in many ways.
Yeah, look at this.
Look at this.
I don't even know what any of this stuff is.
You got the Health Aid L-theanine or theanine.
I don't know. No idea what that is. That is probably still in a cupboard somewhere. Yeah, in fact, I think I've seen it.
There you go. There you go, mate. It might be off by now. Take a moment.
Yeah.
The EcoTemp basic thermometer. Please tell me that's not still somewhere.
I'm guessing that was for a child.
Yeah, right. Okay.
You're always having to work out what a child's temperature is.
It's so true.
Yeah.
I still do. And my eldest is nearly 9, and I still, every night I go in and I put my hand on his forehead.
Yeah, just have a quick check. Is he all right?
You do, don't you? It's a weird thing. It's a weird thing. And before your kids had their first temperature, you always worry, you think, well, a bit hot. And then they get their first temperature and you're like, oh, yeah. No, now I get it.
I know, you're like, I can fry an egg on this head.
It is, exactly.
I know, it's weird, isn't it?
Also, mindfulness.
I know, look at this. Who is this guy?
I like this guy. I like this, Jason.
I need to find this Jason again.
Well, there you go. A practical guide to finding peace in a frantic world. I'm sort of suspecting by the fact that you're surprised by it, that you didn't necessarily pick it up that much.
I didn't find it. I did not find peace in this frantic world.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. And then late December, we've got the 100 wooden bamboo barbecue chocolate fountain fondue skewers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd started to get into being a bit middle class by then.
it's what London did to you, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
It's what happens. And then, oh, my God, look at this on the same day. 3 times 907 gram bag of Sephora Belgian fountain ready milk chocolate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I think we all know what happened here. I think somebody got for Christmas, because that order was placed on the 28th of December.
Yeah.
Obviously, for Christmas, somebody got me a chocolate fountain.
Yeah.
That's what's happened there, because that is melted chocolate and then putting all the stuff on the bamboo things. What a day to be alive.
Oh,
that was.
My God. A chocolate fountain.
It's funny that's happened in the same year as, I bought Rainbow Light Nutritional System.
Yeah.
90 tablets.
Yeah, yeah. That is...
Yeah. Pro Greens probiotic formula.
This is what we always see in Amazon. Every bad move is offset by a good move. So this is what you're doing, mate. You're balancing it out. You're just basically shitting on it all right at the end with loads of chocolate. Brilliant. All right, let's move on through to 2015. And I think I can see what might have happened in your life in January 2015. We've got we've got maternity nursing sleep bra. We've got a medium wicker storage basket.
Sounds about right.
There we go. We've got
lots of children's books there. Whiffy Wilson, The Wolf That Wouldn't Go to Bed.
Oh, classic.
Great.
Classic.
A lot of books. Yeah, I had a real busy one there, didn't we?
So is this you producing more children for the world, more Manfords?
Yes. This would have been very much more Manfords. This is my six-year-old daughter who was born in the January of that year. So,
yeah.
But then also, some Paw Patrol boys' pyjamas there, age 3.
Oh, yeah.
So, crikey, there's a lot on there, isn't it?
Yes.
97 orders.
Yes. This is picking up now.
There's an adult reindeer Christmas fancy dress costume.
Come on.
In fact, I know what this
Come
is.
Come on.
So if you have a look on there on page 2.
Yeah, go on.
I did a Christmas concert that year where each time I came on, I came as something different. So there's an adult inflatable Frosty the Snowman. There's a Christmas pudding and there's a fancy dress adult Christmas costume where I was a Christmas cracker. I was a turkey.
I love that sort of thing. And often comics are a little bit snooty about costume because, we'll have done years and years at gigs with a stag do and the stag dress or something, whatever. But you cannot get away from it. The joy of dressing in a stupid costume is a huge one. Huge one.
It gets a laugh.
If it gets a laugh.
Yeah.
Every gig, I'm like, right, I need to get however many laughs. 20 minutes, I need to get 20 good laughs. Maybe not that many, 15. And if it's ticking off one of those... That is me.
Totally.
That's me one laugh closer. Smithy's inflatable Christmas roast turkey costume.
Yeah, classic.
What was the gig then? Just stand-up or was it singing stuff?
It was like a Christmas concert for a little charity up here, but it was great. Yeah, it was at the Bridgewater Hall in Manchester. And it was, have yourself a merry little Christmas. Oh, it was all that sort of stuff. But
please tell me.
Dresses a turkey.
Have you done a Christmas album yet?
No, not yet. I feel like there's quite a lot out there. Christmas time. So, but you never know. One day.
Hang on, have other people been doing Christmas albums?
I think so, yeah.
Oh!
I think so, yeah, I know.
Oh, great,
so,
I'll have a little Google.
When everyone stops, I'll do one.
I do always find it weird, some of the people who do them. Like, you know, I get it with Michael Bublé, you know? And, you know, there's Annie Lennox did one. Sure, okay. All right, let's do this. Go with it, Annie. I tell you what might have jumped the Christmas album shark, and this is an interview that I had to do at Magic last year because they came in, or whenever it was, year before. Chris Kamara.
Yes, I did see that, actually.
That was an interesting chat. So, Chris.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. I mean, I like Chris.
Oh, totally.
Not, you know, I don't know if I'd buy his Christmas album.
On vinyl? Get it on the vinyl player?
Maybe I will. But it's Miss Collector's edition.
All right, November 2015 as well. We've got Faith Healer. We've got the Musical Theatre Writers Survival Guide. So this musical theatre thing that you've got, this sort of parallel career, are you writing stuff here? Are you?
Yeah, so I started writing a musical in 2015. That's still not finished. I just had a few ideas, I think, and I just thought, I wonder how you write one. So I just found a book. Yeah. On how to write musicals.
And?
Which was sort of helpful. But I've not done it yet.
Any kind of hints and clues about what the musical might have been about? Was it some sort of, is it Man City the musical?
It's not Man City the musical. No, I had a little idea about a preacher, about a fake preacher.
Oh.
Who sort of ends up in his like boyhood town. As you can see, actually, if you have a look at on sort of page five of those, there's some movies that I got, like Elmer Gantry, which is a Burt Lancaster film about a dodgy preacher. And I sort of, yeah, I just had this idea, like someone who was like a bad'un suddenly sort of face to face with his own past, you know, after sort of going around and ripping people off.
Oh, nice.
Sort of stuck in his hometown. Does he, you know, carry on even though it's the people that he grew up with, or does he sort of finally, you know? So, yeah, it was good.
That is a great idea.
What I wrote of it.
That's a wicked idea.
And there's one here, if you have a look, it's an Academy Award winning documentary called Marjo. And I tell you, if you get a chance to see this, it's absolutely brilliant.
Oh, brilliant. Look, we love a recommendation. So hang on, what's it called? Marjo.
Yeah.
M-A-R-G-O.
It's called Marjo. Yeah, M-A-R-J-O-E.
Yeah, okay.
And it's really good. It's a great documentary. I don't know if it's on any of the, I presume it's on one of the digital platforms now, but fantastic. Yeah, and it's literally about a guy who, you know, the front is like, you keep the faith, Marjo keeps the money.
Oh.
Like, it's real, like, Evangelicalism's answer to Mick Jagger. That's what the New York Times called him.
Oh, come on.
He's fantastic. Yeah, he's brilliant. And he's sort of who I base this sort of thing on.
Oh, wow. Okay, hustling for
anyway,
Jesus.
Anyway, nobody wanted it.
Well, no, keep going, mate.
It sat in a desk.
Finished it then? Or you revisit, these things always get revisited though, don't they?
Oh, I never throw anything away.
We've got to hoard it, mate. We've got to hoard it all. Another thing as well, this is the last thing for 2015, and we've had this before on the show. We've gone for the black rubber door wedge pack of four, 18th of October 2015.
Like, oh yeah,
that's a classic design for a door wedge, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of the best. It's one of the best. I think I gave it 5 stars.
You've reviewed it.
Yeah. It's nice to see there on the 16th of November as well. I bought a bread maker.
Oh, Alex. Yeah, good.
And that is still in the box.
No.
Yeah, I used it twice.
Dude.
And I know exactly where it is. That's moved with us 3 houses.
Oh, come on.
That bread maker.
Well, if you ever move to London, you have to get that out, otherwise you're not allowed in.
Yeah, well, no, I've heard this. And there's also a Breville deep fill sandwich toaster. Oh, that does get used a lot.
This is good.
With the book alongside it, Toasty Heaven, 100 Great Reasons to Dig Out the Sandwich Toaster.
Oh, what? Hang on, what page is that? What page is that on 2015?
That's on page 3 at the
bottom. Oh my God, we're quite right that it's on page 3 because that is pure titillation right there. That is delightful. Oh yeah, look at this. It's a brilliant bread making in your bread machine. I've sacked that off. But I mean, not that I want to adhere to any northern or southern stereotypes here, but you have left the bread maker in the box and the Toasty gets used a lot. That is, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, 100 Great Reasons to Dig Out the Sandwich Toast. So has this got some properly good toasty recipes? Because for me, I just go beans and cheese every time.
I know, but you know, you've got to, you have to sort of think outside of the box, really.
Go on.
When it comes to the toasty. So we'll do, you know, obviously you'll do your simple cheese and ham, but, you know, even whacking a little pickle in there, can that can give it, you know, yeah. that give it a nice feel. You can throw some peppers in there, potato, spices, a bit of green chutney, cheese. That's nice little sort of Bombay taste. Oh. Bit of cheese and balsamic shallots, maybe.
Oh.
Four cheese lobster.
Love it.
Have you had a spaghetti bolognese toaster yet?
No, what? This is blowing my mind.
Ah, mate, you've not even, oh. you've not even scratched the surface. This is, come on, cheese and ham.
That's all
your toasting machine deserves more than that. So do you.
And no wonder my toasting machine looks so depressed.
That's, I'm telling you,
it's not getting anywhere near the use it should get.
Croque monsieur in there, whack a little egg, a little cheeky egg and
this
cheese.
This is the thing, right? With your toasties, it's a bit like crepes or pancakes. Whenever you have a pancake, you always say, "Oh, we should do these more often."
I know. That's what happens with the toasting machine. It stays in the cupboard for about 17 months.
Yes.
Then it comes out for 4 weeks, and you use it twice a day.
Yes.
And then it goes in for 18 months.
Yes. It's like being visited by a relative from Australia.
Yeah.
You go nuts for them for a little bit, and then they disappear off again. Why do we have to part? I can't kiss them always. I can't. 2016, things are really picking up again. Loads of orders over the year. 219 orders.
Wow.
I mean, there's lots of stuff. Loads of games for the kids, seeing multicoloured play balls, love all that sort of stuff.
Delved into the Sylvanian family that year.
We've got a Sylvanian family shop near us. And
I can imagine.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I'm looking at this now thinking £35 for the country tree school. Mm. How much money was I on,
mate,
in 2016? I wouldn't even contemplate that now.
Great year.
It was obviously pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, you just thought this world would last forever.
Yeah.
But
oh, God. Oh, do you think the Sylvanian family industry has been badly hit by not enough millionaires?
I think so.
It must be because...
I think so.
I've got to be honest,
non-essential,
mate,
aren't they? Non-essential.
Non-essential, exactly. Yeah. they furloughed the Sylvanian family. Oh, God. It's one of those things. Whenever I get toys for the kids, as soon as the kids have left the room, I start talking to my wife about the profit margin on that.
Oh, ridiculous.
It's just a ridiculous. Bit, it's just a bit of metal. Why have I just paid 14 quid?
I know.
I'll tell you what you have got, November 2016, and this is a book we bought as well, because my eldest son refuses to sleep, and he still doesn't sleep properly. The Rabbit Who Wants to Fall Asleep, a new way of getting kids to sleep. Did you try this? Did it work?
I mean, to be honest, what I've realised now, I can't remember at the time, but what I've realised now, this is for all parents, is that everything is a phase, good or bad.
Yeah.
So those people who go, my baby sleeps right through, I always think, yeah. For now. You know, and at the same time, if somebody says, my baby doesn't sleep at all, I go, it's just for now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, same with getting into bed. My three-year-old gets into bed with us. You know, I put him in his bed, and at some point in the night, I wake up and he's in our bed.
Yeah.
And I can't be bothered moving him, so he just sleeps in our bed. And my wife sometimes goes, oh, we shouldn't really, you know, blah, blah, blah. I say, you know, no, there's no 14-year-old still getting into bed with his mum and dad. Like, at some point, this will stop.
For now, I mean, if you were ever going to get a tattoo as a parent, it's that, for now.
Yeah, for now.
Do you have a thing where, is it your partner's first kids? So are you the kind of experienced dad? Are you constantly being like, oh, I've been there, mate?
Yes. So I had 4 children with my ex-wife, and I have 2 children with my wife. So so less so now. But yeah, certainly for when our first daughter was born, which would have been around this time, I found it quite hard, actually. Just, I had to bite my tongue a few times and let her make her own mistakes.
A, that is risky to do, and B, very, very risky to admit.
I know. She doesn't even listen to my radio show. She's never going to hear this.
Yeah. The chances, actually, this is the best forum to slag off my wife as well. She would she has quite enough of me waffling on in her life.
I know. They never listen to this.
The idea. All right, good. That's 2016. Loads of kids stuff there. Very busy year on the old Amazon. Let's keep...
I also saw, before you move on, that I remember doing Chitty Chitty Bang Bang on tour.
Yes.
And we were in the Lowry Theatre for 6 weeks over Christmas. And I went Christmas mad with the decorations. So on page 2, the bottom of page 2,
yeah,
I've literally gone crazy. Like, his Christmas decorations are go-go.
Oh, my God. Black Friday, great price on window curtain icicle lights. We've got the We Are Christmas 33-centimetre scene cable car with colourful LED lights. The, big 12-centimetre light-up resin Christmas scene. This is the Manford Grotto you're building here.
Honestly, my dressing room unbelievable.
Hang on, was this all for your dressing room?
This is all for my dressing room. This wasn't even
for home.
Oh my God,
I love it.
No, there's even a set of three Christmas decoration Santa toilet seat covers and rug and tissue box cover set, which I had for my dressing room toilet.
Oh my God. You know what though? I love it when people go nuts for Christmas. The only other person who's come close to this and nowhere near as good as this, Jason, was Matt Ford. He went absolutely, forgive the pun, crackers for Christmas. But this is a new level. Wall flexi Christmas decoration wall stickers saying Santa's sleigh.
Yep. That's me.
Tell you what, mate, when you commit to something, Jason, you really commit
to
something.
Oh, you'll notice that a lot on my Amazon. Like when I do something, it's like, it's not by halves. And everything comes in a pair. Like, if I buy something, I buy the book on how to do it. Like,
yes. Yes, I see that. Okay. Oh my God, I can't stop looking. Bluestar Christmas sofa bed home decoration festival pillow. You've got Christmas pillows, mate. This is...
Yeah, man.
People who love Christmas, in the same way that people who love dogs, I will never be suspicious of people who love Christmas. I think it's only ever a good thing because you're enjoying the best bit of life.
Yeah, yeah.
Aren't you? It's
family
and it's food and
it's great.
Fun. Like, I just love it so much. I mean, I think you've gone over the top.
I've totally gone over the top.
Oh my God, it keeps going. It keeps going.
Yeah.
King size duvet. Oh, wow. Father Christmas.
Oh, it's all there.
This is a set of three Christmas decorations, Santa toilet seat covers. Oh, I've got
there you go.
Oh, mate. You know what? I can't even go into the product because it doesn't exist anymore. They've taken off probably because someone shat in Santa's eyes and there was a health and safety issue.
Yeah, or it like set fire to their bathroom where nobody ever has a fire.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, evil Santa in their bathroom. That is amazing. So that is literally, to describe it, Santa's face is the lid. So you put the lid down on the toilet.
That's me.
That's Santa's face. And then the bit, you kind of, your piss gutter on the floor. You know, the rug which people put around the toilet, which is essentially a floor piss nappy, which is the most unpleasant thing in the world. That is Santa's top, right? So as you look down, you're looking at Santa's face with his top on the floor. That is...
I'm sorry, everyone.
Patreon.com/toasterpod. Okay, let's move on then. 2017, 234 orders again. So again, absolutely loads of stuff being bought here. There's all sorts of things. Just jumping into random stuff. You've got a Elite 99 detangling hairbrush comb.
Not for me.
Not for you, mate.
But that was obviously an age where, in fact, I think that was, so this is something that all divorced dads will sympathise with, and this with daughters anyway, is that there is a point where you no longer have your wife to do their hair.
Right.
And you're by yourself and you're like, I don't know how to do girls' hair. I've never had girls' hair.
Yeah.
And my wife already did it when I was married. Now I didn't really think this through.
Cut it short, give them an undercut.
Mentioned, not followed through.
Okay.
So I actually ended up doing a hair, like a little hair course at the local hairdressers. It's like a girl's hairdressers in, like a kid's hairdressers in where I live.
Yeah.
And I just went in and said, you couldn't just teach me how to. So I did like three lessons or four lessons, an hour each. And she just taught me how to do all the little French braid, little
plait.
Yeah, so I was all right. So I didn't feel like a pointless dad.
That is adorable. That is so beautiful. So was there a moment then when you were doing it by yourself for the first time and you felt, did you feel that kind of, oh God, the divorced dad, awful guilt, horror?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, man.
And then I just thought, oh, I'm going to sort this out. And it just occurred to me as I was going past the hairdressers, I thought, I'm going to do that. I wonder if they'll do that. And yeah.
What did they say in the hairdressers? They must have loved that.
Loved it. Like proper. Yeah. We had a good laugh as well. And they were great actually. And And it was sort of, I mean, I probably could have done it on YouTube, but I just thought, you know what, it's just better, isn't it? Someone teaching you how to do it.
Why isn't that a thing? Why isn't that more of a thing? I know,
if I was, I'd have a little side hustle if I was hairdressers of teaching dads how to do plaits.
Such a good idea.
Definitely a thing.
Jason, yeah. You have good ideas. You have sparks, right?
I know, right?
But here's the thing about you. Like, loads of comics and loads of creative people have these great ideas and they disappear as the car journey continues. You actually follow through on them.
I do.
You actually do, though. You do. Because I would have that idea, but I would never find myself in the salon for 1 hour, let alone three. God, I love that. I bet that came in handy during lockdown, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Still got those skills.
Amazing.
Ballet bun, anyone? Ballet bun?
Come on.
Oh,
so good. You're the best dad. All right. What else have we got here as we have a look through Jason Manford's 2017? Loads of Lego, some Crayola, a colouring book. This is all excellent stuff. This is all great. We've got the universal bicycle handlebar mount holder. So you can put the old phone on the bike there for 2017.
Oh, yeah. You need to be able to Instagram get whilst you're on the bike.
Sure.
I think so.
Yeah. You've got to be live Insta video of you on a bike.
Yeah.
It's a proper wholesome activity, though, isn't it, taking the kids out for a bike ride?
Yeah, of course. Great fun. And the four times I've ever done it, it was a lot of fun.
Here's what I want to do. I want to get the kids little Deliveroo bags because my kids are only, like, 5 and 9.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And just make it look like we are all working. I've got them doing some sort of
little family,
sort of slave delivery thing going. Yeah. Okay, elsewhere in 2017, what else have we got? My Life and Other Unfinished Business by Dolly Parton.
Oh, great.
What a woman.
Yeah, just legend.
As if,
absolute legend.
As if, you know, she wrote I Will Always Love You and 9 to 5 on the same day.
That's amazing.
And as if we weren't already celebrating enough, she then basically funds the Moderna vaccine.
I know. That book, My Life and Other Unfinished Business, I think I bought it about 3 times because I just keep giving it away. Like, it's such a brilliant, just a fantastic biography.
What is the headlines, though? What do we take? What's the sort of main things about the book? Is her determination, I guess, is it? Or
yeah, I guess so. And just, you know, having someone who... Like, there's no, like, and then I just really like this guy, and I just, like, she's not bothered.
Yeah.
You know, there's really something about that. She's just great. She's very funny. And I love a good biography. I probably find the other one I really love, and another one I've bought 3 or 4 times because I buy it for other people, is Andre Agassi's one as well. That's another great biography.
Yeah.
So there's another Manford recommendation.
There you go, mate. They're coming in thick and fast. And that one, in fact, was 99p on Kindle last time I looked. So
there you go.
Get on it. Because, yeah, that is absolutely fantastic. Okay. All right. I'm feeling like we might have done 2017. I haven't looked through every page because there's...
No.
There's just so many pages.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's, you know, it was the year of the Fitbit. I remember that. There's a few of them Fitbits that we bought.
Oh, yeah. For the kids as well, or just for you?
Bit of both. And like, I get a lot of fitness stuff. You know, like I bought an aerobic bouncer, you know, the sort of mini trampoline.
Oh, my God. Like a grown-up's trampoline.
Yeah, but like a mini one that no one else can go on. There's no fun involved.
That's troubling. That's just, it's so ridiculous. The idea of these kids, like, who's out in the garden? It's just my dad on this trampoline. And it's just you, solemn face, going up and down on a trampoline.
Oh, and that was the first year. Oh, I've just seen it on the 17th of January. This is our favourite show. I can see we watched the pilot of This Is Us on Amazon.
Right. I'm so pleased. You're the first person who's spoken about this show on this podcast. I've only watched about 4 or 5 episodes. It's fantastic.
I'm like 4 seasons in. It's just amazing.
So explain what This Is Us is, because it's kind of a soap, but it's not a soap, but it's kind of a sitcom.
Yeah, it's not a soap. It's just a very well-written family drama, sprawling family drama, and, you know, set in sort of different timelines and stuff like that. But it's so well-written and well-observed and funny and heartbreaking, and it's got everything.
It's
a great one to watch together.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you say that, Jason. My wife and I watched the first couple, and she didn't like it. It wasn't for her.
I don't think she's for you, Tom.
No, that's what I'm thinking.
I think that might be the beginning of the end.
It's the acid test, isn't it? This is what you do. Forget your little COVID testing kit. If you want to find out if the partner's for you, you watch certain TV shows with them.
Yeah.
Shit, mate. That is okay. All right, it's quite a revelation for me to have live on the podcast. All right, let's jump on ahead.
All right,
here we go. Well, what I'm going to do now, Jason, I'm going to dive into 2020. Okay, we're going to do like a lockdown special to finish off.
Pandemic year, yeah,
before the end of the show. In fact, the first thing we see, but on the 30th of December, 2020. So actually, this is the end of the year. But hey, who cares? Mm. Waterproof Bluetooth speaker.
Yes,
tell us all, please.
Love a shower, obviously, like everybody. Oh. But just want to sing in there.
Yeah, you do.
So got myself a little waterproof speaker.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I've got to say overpriced, if you have a look at the actual price on it.
Oh, yeah, that's quite...
$29.99.
It's quite spicy. Hang on, is it a Bluetooth jobby?
It is Bluetooth, to be fair, and it's never let me down. Mm. And the battery does seem to last forever.
Yeah, I've got a bathroom radio. I'm sure the battery is nuclear.
Yeah, I don't regret the purchase.
No, okay.
I'm pleased with it.
I like this. There's nothing yet we found where you're fully like, I regret purchasing that, which is how long, right? Assuming there's no one else in the house, you'll start to get suspicious, which I've had a few times in the shower. Like, I'll come down and my wife will be like, you were ages in there. What is the perfect length shower?
Well, I judge it in songs now. I reckon a good about three songs. Mm. So good, you know,
10.
8 or 9. Yeah. 8 minutes, 10 minutes.
We're in the kind of 10 minute zone. And this has got to be coming out on vinyl very soon. Shower bangers with Jason Manford, right? Yeah. What are the best three shower tracks to listen to? I know it's a tricky one.
That is a tricky one.
It's got to be 90s indie pop, surely. That's...
I think something a bit sort of upbeat, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've got it on shuffle, and the good thing about being in the shower is you can't skip anything.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So you just got to take what's... So I love it if something comes on like a Piano Man.
Yeah.
You know, a bit of Billy Joel.
Yeah, great.
That is good. But then I flip, you know, maybe we Shake It Off, Taylor Swift pops up.
That is the best pop song of the last decade.
That's fantastic.
Isn't it?
I love a bit of Taylor Swift. Yeah, so that pops on. Maybe a bit of Africa, Toto.
Oh, mate. Well, as somebody who works on magic, I have heard that song.
I can imagine.
More than I've heard my own voice. I've heard the song. And yet, still love it. Every time. It's, you know, you work on Absolute Radio, you have the no repeat guarantee. On Magic, we have the Toto guarantee. That's all you're going to get from us. All right, good. 2nd of January 2020, before we knew what was about to hit us. Black and Blum charcoal water filter sticks. Oh, come on, Jason. What's going on?
Yeah, that's me, mate. That's me. I'm middle class now. That's me.
You've changed, Jason. Yeah.
Well, have I? I don't know if I have.
Okay, you're drinking
nicer
water.
I've just got more opportunity now. I tell you what's funny. Look at this. Go on top of page 36. It's the day of the first lockdown.
Oh my God, look at what you've bought. What film?
What film did I buy?
Unbelievable. 18th of March 2020. He's bought Contagion. Like someone watching a Christmas movie at Christmas time?
I mean, it was the 16th of March was the start of it.
Oh, my God.
And on the 18th of March, I thought, I might watch Contagion. Sort of mental case was I?
Well, because it was still sort of, there was an element of novelty then.
Yeah, there was. It was, and also it was the unknown. And I just thought, well, maybe I'll watch a film. And do you know what's weird about it? Mm. The amount of similarities in there. Like,
oh God,
there
don't.
Was rumours that it came from a bat in China.
No.
The film is absolutely a brilliant film.
Wow.
And it was quite... Like, in fact, my wife couldn't watch it. She found it a bit too upsetting, actually.
Yeah.
Because it was so like, oh my God, that's literally just happened to the day.
Yeah.
It was weird.
It's News 24, but in a sort of Hollywood vibe. It's just...
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. I mean, if we found out that Bill Gates was one of the producers of Contagion...
Don't. Oh, my God. Imagine the Facebook
world
memes.
Over.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly the doom.
But yeah, it's funny because a lot of them... some of them things that we bought around that time The Unexpected Joy of Being Sober.
That's what exactly what I'm looking at. Are we about to have a serious conversation about you sobering up, or was it just because you realised you were drinking too much?
No, that's not me.
Okay,
I'm not a big drinker, but maybe I bought it as a gift to my wife.
Oh God, that's so passag.
There you go. Why don't you just have a little read of that? Just left it around the house.
Deploying Amazon for passive aggressive marriage tips. That is impressive.
But yeah, and then like 14th of March, all the kids' books, look, English target practice books.
Homeschooling there,
reception,
mate.
Reception, maths workout.
Yeah, we're up and running, man. We're going.
Gosh, so weird.
We are heading into lockdown as we go forward as well into April. You've got, I mean, there's all sorts of stuff here. The camera tripod, someone's starting to do some home, gigging from home, I guess. That all started up, didn't it? There is...
There's some wooden serving platters because we just started eating in bed. Couldn't even bother to go to the kitchen. Just bring them those wooden serving platters to the bed.
I love that you started off with wireless headphones in bed and you end up here with bits of wood just to shovel the food in.
Yeah, it's funny to see those early lockdown things.
But people also get very domestic as well, and you've done that. There's a real domestication because we're surrounded and stuck at home, so you start to sort of clean the prison cell walls, and we've got the oven bright bottle bag and gloves included, the complete oven cleaner on the 28th of March.
Swear by it. And I've only used it once, and I've not used it since, and it's still clean.
It's quite satisfying as well. Are you? Because also there's a HG glass mirror spray, which you bought 9th of April 2020, which is the stuff people always use on set, isn't it?
Yes.
So you know it's good. You know it's good.
Yeah, that was good. I see a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle there.
Oh, well, come on.
Of March.
Come on. Are you a big cleaner? Do you like a good old... Do you love a good wipe?
I've got a cleaner.
Oh, you've got a cleaner. Oh, okay.
Yes, I have a cleaner. I would even go so far as to say she's a housekeeper, really.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm posh now.
Oh, wow.
But we have one rule in this house, and that is she doesn't tidy the children's bedrooms.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's not allowed in there.
She's not allowed in there, and my kids go mental. Daddy, why? How can we have to do our room and you don't have to tidy up? I say, I've tidied beds for 30 years.
Yes, yes.
So
come on.
You need to tidy beds for 30 years, and then when you can get a cleaner, you can have a cleaner.
Yeah, good.
But you can't have a kid not being able to tidy their own bed.
No, unacceptable. Unacceptable.
Unacceptable. Yeah, So yeah, it's...
Okay, good. Good. You're a strict dad. I like this as well. Another thing which a lot of people got into during lockdown, the lattice design fire pit. £200 on a fire pit here, mate. Come on.
I know, man.
What?
Just whatever. At that point, money didn't matter anymore. We were never going to earn any more. So just thought, let's start spending what we've got. That fire pit stood the test of time, though. It's cracking.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant, yeah.
Yeah. Just, basically it's £200 on a fire, on a bonfire, basically.
On a bit of metal to put a fire in.
Yeah, yeah. And can you barbecue on it? So can you eat off it? Has it got any...
Nope, no, not even that good.
Right, okay. Fine. Literally burning money. 19th of April 2020, £200 on a Coleman tent, 6 to 8 man festival tent. Although you sent that back. Return request approved.
Yeah. Didn't need it.
Because you weren't going anywhere.
No, we weren't going camping. Yeah. We weren't allowed out.
yeah, exactly. So many things sent back. Loads of kit as well for home filming here. The 3-packs dimmable LED lights, £220 on those.
Yeah. Yeah, I started an OnlyFans page and cool. It's going well.
Yeah. Yeah, mate. I know. It's just me and someone else subscribing. 32 of us.
It's fine. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, someone else called Joysan Monfad who's on it. It's just the two of us.
I'll tell you what. Go to page 25.
I'm on 25.
Oh, there you go. Right, scroll down a little bit.
Yeah.
And you will see suddenly some yellow T-shirts there.
Yeah, what's with the yellow T-shirts? I went past them because they didn't really make sense. What is it?
If you have a look closer, that is Borussia Dortmund. And some glasses, some pint glasses and some... Basically... There was no Premier League, there was no football, but the German league started first.
Yes!
The German started up. And so me and my friends, as you can see there...
Yeah, you put it to Steve Edge.
I actually dispatched it to Steve Edge and myself. And me and Steve, became Dortmund fans.
Amazing.
For a few months so we could actually follow football.
That is that's probably as close as you'll ever get to supporting Klopp, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Wow. So you're desperate. You were so desperate for football in your life.
became Borussia Dortmund fans. I love that. I love that. Oh, look, here we go. Here we go. It had to happen. It had to happen. Mm. And it does happen on most episodes, Jason, so don't feel bad. Mm-hmm. 4th of June 2020, brung up proper, my autobiography by Jason Manford. You've bought your own produce.
I bought my own, well done. My own thing, yeah.
Yeah, very nice indeed.
Yeah, just like, give it a little bump up every so often in the charts.
Yeah. Only takes a couple, yeah.
Just bought the one copy of it. No, do you know what it is? It's because I knew there was loads of good stories in there. I was writing my tour, and I was thinking, I know I've got loads of great stories because I wrote a book. And I searched the house for this book, and I couldn't find a copy of my own book in my house.
Yeah.
And so I had to buy it. Yeah, I had to buy it for £9.56. so I could actually read it and go, oh, yeah, I remember that. I can actually turn that into some stand-up.
Yeah, yeah. So, sort of copying yourself, basically. That's all right. Yeah, exactly. That's allowed.
Who's going to have a go at me for that?
Yeah, it's impossible. That's perfect. That's perfect. That's, that's a circular economy at its best.
Exactly.
Hey, here we go. Look, Kindle customer. Ready? Ready for a little review? You want to hear a review of your produce?
Oh, go on.
I love this guy as a comedian and was looking forward to seeing his humour in words. Ready? Ready?
Oh,
which way is this going to go? I wasn't disappointed. Woohoo!
Oh,
relief.
Good. That's good.
Oh, that was tense.
Thank goodness. Although I do go to the 1 stars quite a bit.
No, why'd you do that?
I just like them. There's something about them. I don't think there is any 1 stars for my autobiography, though. No, there isn't. Thank goodness. I've got a couple of 2 stars. And they were... What the worst thing is when you get a 2-star review because the packaging was damaged.
Oh, that is ridiculous.
And you're like, what?
Yeah.
How's this my fault?
Or it was delivered late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, come on.
Yeah. The book.
Give me a 2-star.
The book, by the way, should be nominated for a Booker. However, it was a week late, so 1 star.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's completely enraging. I've seen it so many times. It's ridiculous. It's
so annoying.
Are you tempted to do like a TripAdvisor property owner and just jump on it and say, excuse me?
Yeah.
As the writer of
this. It's not my fault.
Go fuck yourself. Do you engage with the bad reviews? You're quite good with that
no.
stuff, aren't you?
Yeah. No, not on. Amazon, I would never do anything like that.
But, no, but even in real life, when you're doing stand-up and stuff, when you were doing Edinburgh's and things like that, would you swerve it all, or would you...
Oh, no, I was always a reader. Yeah. I'd read my reviews. But then, you know, not being big-headed, but I always had good shows, so I was never worried about... You know what I mean? Like, I generally got decent reviews. I'd get the odd 3-starer and be a bit like, ugh. But I never got a 1-star. You know what I mean? I wasn't shit. So I think that I think with the world the way it is, if you go, it wasn't shit, I go, I might go and see that.
I'll take that entertainment. All right, okay, listen, here we go. Let's jump into the last 3 months now as we get to the end of My Mate Bought a Toaster, and let's see. Oh, I love this. 29th of May 2021, the Merriway BHO2550, the solid brass silent cabin door hook and eye catch.
Oh yeah,
that's a lovely. That's your basic toilet door lock that you've got.
That
there.
Is the toilet door lock, which I had to order twice.
What?
Yeah, you probably find it again. Actually, a bit further down, 23rd of May.
Yeah, yeah, there she is. Yeah, I see her.
There it is again. Uh-huh. See that? Yeah, because my mum on my birthday, 26th May, some poor child or someone was in the toilet. My mum pulled the door so hard she snapped brass. And this poor kid is sat in the toilet like, what's going on? My mum was like, oh, sorry, I just thought the door was stuck. Just pulled it. I said, so I had to order it again 5 days later.
I think that could be a good title for the next autobiography, Snapping Brass.
Snapping Brass, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So that's why it's there twice.
But a lot of stand-up comics do have a strong mother as a figure in their life. Not literally, necessarily, but, you know.
There you go.
There you go, you can see. All right, good. you and your heroic mother. And then finally, Jason, let's go for one final item that you've bought on Amazon. And it's got to be this. And the cats, you know, more signs that you're living in domestic bliss. The Extra Select Premium Hygiene Cat Litter. £11.99, 5th of June 2021.
Yeah. I get the premium stuff, mate.
You get the best stuff, Jason.
What's the point even being on the telly if you can't get the best cat litter around?
Yeah, right, exactly, mate. I'm so glad you're pimping where your cat pisses and shits.
I tell you the worst thing about... So we got the cats just last November, something like October, November. I wanted a dog, really, but my wife doesn't like them, so we went with cats.
Right.
They're absolutely adorable. Love them to bits. They're fine.
Yeah. Hang on, whoa. Let's just watch how the language changed there. Love them to bits. They're fine. Interesting. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What you forget with cats, they are lovely.
Yeah.
These are house cats as well, so they don't go out.
I see.
Okay. House cats. They're called ragdolls.
Oh, yeah. They're amazing.
Which means... They're gorgeous. Yeah, they're gorgeous. But what it means is that you obviously got this litter tray in the corner of the house. Now, I actually got a joiner in to build the litter tray into the sort of cupboards.
Wow.
So you can't see it.
Wow.
So it's not got this horrible plastic thing in the corner. It's a nice cupboard. Nice cupboard.
You've built a little toilet.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Little toilet for the cats. And, but what I didn't realise is that, I'm not showing off here, Tom, but we've got underfloor heating in our kitchen. It's lovely.
Well, I mean, it gets no better.
But what I didn't realise was with the litter trays, I'm basically just cooking cat shit. So when I come down in the morning, I'm like, oh, well, that's cooked cat shit. Because it's just sat there bubbling away in the corner.
Oh, my God.
So now I've had gross. To like insulate. Oh, it's like this little contraption in the corner that this joiner did. I've had to like, you know, put insulation down.
Yeah,
it's mental.
Oh wow, what a place to leave you. You know, this guy may be all over TV. He may be multi-talented, but ultimately, his kitchen smells of cat shit.
There you go.
There you go, guys. There you go. Jason Manford, thank you for joining me on My Mate Bought a Toaster.
Pleasure, brother.
I can't kiss them always. Jason Manford. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I'm going to be laughing about the cooking cat shit thing for quite a while, I think. I'm just sort of imagining him having celebrity guests over. You know, he probably has the Ant and the Deck over. Oh, I love your place, Jason. Looking so nice. Oh, dear. Something wrong in here. Anyway. Jason Manford and his brilliantly cat shit smelling kitchen, and also, you know, the conclusion I've come to, and I hope you have as well. What a lovely guy. Isn't he a top guy? He comes across so well, so natural, so honest and down to earth, and just brilliant. Despite being a Man City fan, I like him. Listen, that's it. That's the end for today's episode. Hopefully we'll be back next week with another episode. The person I'm meant to be interviewing for next week had to cancel today, so a little bit touch and go. Hopefully there'll be a few more episodes this series, but thank you for all your kind comments. There have been some lovely reviews and some nice tweets and all that stuff, and it means a lot, because I ain't doing this for the cash, just the glory. All right, lots of love, see you soon, bye now.